Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, January 1st, 2025.
Montenegro extradites Du Quan to the U.S. Montenegro has sent Du Quan, co-founder of Terraform Labs, back to the United States. This important move comes as Quan faces serious legal charges related to the failure of the stablecoin TerraUSD. Designed to maintain a steady value of $1, TerraUSD collapsed in May 2022, causing chaos in the cryptocurrency market and raising concerns about digital currency stability. This extradition highlights international cooperation in addressing financial crimes in the rapidly changing world of cryptocurrencies. Montenegro's involvement underscores its commitment to global law enforcement. Quan's case serves as a stark reminder of the risks of investing in cryptocurrencies and the potential consequences for those developing them. As the cryptocurrency landscape evolves, Quan's extradition could shape future regulations and impact investor confidence. What does this mean for the future of digital currencies?
Ukrainian naval drone achieves historic victory. Ukrainian military intelligence has celebrated a remarkable victory as a naval drone, the Magura V-5, successfully destroyed a Russian Mi-8 helicopter in the Black Sea near Cape Tarkhankit in Crimea. This incident marks the first time a Ukrainian naval drone has taken down an air target. The intelligence agency, known as GUR, shared this news via Telegram, though independent verification is still pending. In response, Russia's defense ministry announced that its Black Sea fleet had eliminated 8 unmanned drone vessels, underscoring ongoing military operations in the area. The conflict between Ukraine and Russia has intensified since Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022. Further complicated by the annexation of Crimea in 2014. The rise of naval drones signifies a shift in military strategy, enabling remote attacks while keeping human pilots safe. As the situation evolves, advancements in military technology will likely play a crucial role in shaping future engagements and impacting regional stability.
Oil prices and economic outlook. Oil prices are on track to end 2024 with a second straight year of losses, despite a recent rise on December 31st. Brent crude oil increased by 54 cents to around $75 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate, WTI, gained 57 cents, reaching $71.56. This drop in prices is mainly due to weaker demand in China, leading OPEC and the International Energy Agency to lower their oil demand growth forecasts for the next few years. As non-OPEC supply is expected to rise, the oil market may face a surplus in 2025. Investors are keeping a close eye on the Federal Reserve's plans for interest rates, especially with ongoing inflation concerns. Additionally, President-elect Donald Trump's proposed policies, including tax cuts and deregulation, could influence economic growth and oil demand. With China's manufacturing activity expanding for the third consecutive month, supported by new economic incentives, the future of the oil market is evolving, raising important questions about its impact on consumers and the global economy.
U.S. stock market soars amid AI boom and rate cuts. The U.S. stock market is soaring, driven by a surge in artificial intelligence and significant interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. As 2024 comes to a close, major indices like the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ are approaching record highs, marking a strong finish for the second consecutive year. The Fed's nearly 1% cut in interest rates has boosted corporate profits, especially in tech sectors benefiting from AI. Nvidia's stock has skyrocketed by almost 170% this year, reaching a market value of $3 trillion, while Tesla has reclaimed a market value of $1 trillion. Despite some concerns about a potential market drop, analysts remain optimistic, raising price targets for various stocks. Donald Trump's recent presidential win has further fueled investor confidence, leading to a notable rise in smaller companies. However, December brought challenges, with the S&P 500 facing its largest monthly drop since April due to rising U.S. Treasury yields. As we head into 2025, traders expect the Fed's first rate cut of the year, while Bitcoin prices have hit $100,000, reflecting a complex mix of economic factors and political shifts.
Labor exploitation in Italy's luxury goods industry. Recent investigations have uncovered alarming labor exploitation issues within Italy's luxury goods industry, particularly involving major brands like LVMH and Dior. Reports reveal that Dior's production arm, manufactures Dior, relied on inspections that often missed serious problems. AZ Operations, a subcontractor near Milan, has been accused of exploiting workers, despite passing multiple inspections earlier this year. The investigations, which began in June 2023, highlighted malpractice affecting several luxury brands, including Giorgio Armani. Audits by Fair Factory's clearinghouse raised concerns about their effectiveness, as they found no irregularities. In April 2024, police inspections revealed AZ Operations was involved in exploiting undocumented workers under poor conditions. LVMH, valued at around $330 billion, conducted over 2,600 audits globally in 2023, but many were pre-planned, allowing suppliers to present a favorable image. These findings have prompted shareholders to demand better oversight of labor practices. The lack of legal requirements for luxury groups to audit their suppliers raises serious concerns about sustainability claims and potential reputational risks.
2024 global elections, a year of change. In 2024, the world experienced major changes in elections across over 70 countries, impacting around 4 billion people. In the United States, Vice President Kamala Harris lost to President-elect Donald Trump, highlighting a trend where many current leaders face declining support. Economic struggles, especially after COVID-19, played a big role in this shift, as rising prices left many feeling frustrated. A Pew Research Center poll showed that 64% of adults in 34 countries believed their finances were in bad shape. In the UK, inflation hit 11%, leading to the Conservative Party's worst election results in nearly 200 years. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba also faced challenges, struggling to maintain power amid public discontent. In India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi couldn't secure a parliamentary majority, with voters unhappy about job creation. Across Europe, nationalist parties gained traction by addressing economic and immigration issues, with leaders like Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron experiencing significant electoral changes. This global trend reflects a growing demand for change driven by economic anxieties.
Bitcoin hits $100,000 amid ETF approval. Bitcoin is on fire, reaching an incredible $100,000 in October 2024. This surge is fueled by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's approval of exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, giving the cryptocurrency market a major boost. In just this year, Bitcoin's value has soared over 120%, while Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency, has jumped nearly 50%. The entire cryptocurrency sector is now worth around $3.5 trillion, and analysts believe Bitcoin could hit $200,000 by late 2025. MicroStrategy has become the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin, with its stock closely tied to Bitcoin's performance. Political support is also growing, as former President Donald Trump aims to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the planet. The January 2024 ETF approval was a game-changer, prompting big names like BlackRock and Fidelity to launch their own Bitcoin ETFs. However, some crypto mining companies are facing challenges due to rising energy costs. As Bitcoin continues to gain traction, staying informed about these developments is essential for investors.
End of Russian gas transit through Ukraine. Impacts on Europe. On December 31, 2024, the contract for Russian gas transit through Ukraine will end, leading to a dramatic change in Europe's energy landscape. This shift comes after years of rising tensions, especially following Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the war in Ukraine that began in 2022. The European Union is actively reducing its dependence on Russian energy, seeking alternatives like liquefied natural gas from Qatar and the United States, as well as piped gas from Norway. Slovakia faces additional costs of about 177 million euros for new gas routes, while Ukraine could lose around $800 million each year in transit fees. Gazprom, Russia's state-controlled gas company, is expected to suffer a loss of nearly $5 billion in gas sales. The energy crisis is also hitting Moldova hard, prompting plans to cut gas usage by one-third. With rising energy costs impacting competitiveness in Europe, the consequences of this transition are significant, contributing to economic slowdowns and inflation across the continent. The end of Russian gas transit through Ukraine marks a pivotal moment in European energy policy, affecting consumers, businesses, and governments alike.
BMW and Yamaha Motor invest in rare earth startup. BMW and Yamaha Motor are making waves with their investment in Phoenix Tailings, a startup in the U.S. that focuses on processing rare earth elements. These metals are crucial for making magnets used in electric vehicles and electronics, and this move aims to boost production outside of China, which has long held the market. Phoenix Tailings claims to have developed a new method that reduces pollution while producing these essential materials from both mined ore and recycled sources. Recently, they raised $43 million in a second round of investment, which will help build a $13 million facility in Exeter, New Hampshire, set to produce 200 metric tons of rare earths each year by June 2025. With contracts totaling over $100 million already secured, this investment highlights the growing importance of rare earths in the automotive and tech industries. As demand for electric vehicles rises, the U.S. government is also stepping up efforts to support domestic production of critical minerals, making this venture even more significant.
China's economic strategies for 2025. On December 31, 2024, President Xi Jinping of China shared bold economic strategies for 2025. He announced that China's GDP for 2024 is expected to surpass 130 trillion yuan, which is a staggering 17.8 trillion U.S. dollars. Despite facing tough challenges like a struggling property market and rising local debt, Xi stressed the importance of proactive policies to boost growth. He warned that exports could be at risk if Donald Trump returns to the U.S. presidency in January 2025, highlighting the significance of international trade. The government has already rolled out various measures, including interest rate cuts and relaxed home buying rules, to rejuvenate the economy. In 2025, China plans to issue a record 3 trillion yuan in special treasury bonds to encourage public spending, with a budget deficit projected at 4% of GDP. Overall, Xi's address reflects a strong commitment to navigating economic hurdles and fostering sustainable growth in the years ahead.
Mexican peso faces major decline against U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso has taken a nosedive, closing at 20.82 pesos per U.S. dollar on December 31, 2024, marking a staggering drop of nearly 23%, the worst since the 2008 financial crisis. Earlier this year, the peso had soared to a nine-year high of about 16.26 pesos per dollar in April. This dramatic shift follows the general elections in June 2024, where the leftist Morena Party claimed victory, gaining control of both the presidency and Congress. Their win led to significant legal changes, raising concerns about the independence of Mexico's judiciary, the second-largest economy in Latin America. The election of Donald Trump as President of the United States in November 2024 added to the uncertainty, as he threatened tariffs on Mexican goods, which could disrupt trade relations. With around 80% of Mexico's exports heading to the U.S., this instability has contributed to the peso's rocky performance. As the year wrapped up, the peso's decline raised alarms about inflation and the rising cost of living for everyday Mexicans.
South Korea's export growth soars amid challenges. South Korea is experiencing a significant surge in export growth, with December 2024 showing a 6.6% increase compared to the same month last year. This marks the 15th consecutive month of growth, reaching a record high of $683.8 billion in total exports for 2024. Exports to China, South Korea's largest trading partner, rose to $133 billion, while exports to the United States jumped to $127.8 billion. The semiconductor industry played a crucial role, with exports soaring by 31.5% in December alone. However, challenges loom as Trade Minister Ahn Duck-gun prepares to tackle potential impacts from proposed U.S. tariffs on imports. As South Korea navigates these complexities, the focus remains on seizing new opportunities while managing the risks of changing trade policies. What does this mean for the future of South Korean businesses?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.